Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Welcome back. Final hour of the week has arrived, and we thank all of you for being here for it. And let's get back to the calls. And Legend is up next.
What's up, my black hat brother? What's up, brother?
Hey, Legend.
Man, great show yesterday, Paul. I didn't get to call in. I was working, but I would just like to say to the Bear Bryant family that everything Alabama is today is because of Bear Bryant. We know we had some great coaches before the Bear, but everything that we are today, the foundation, the championship, the everything, baby, it's because of Bear Bryant. And we love you, Bear. We know you're looking down from heaven. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about heaven looks down upon earth as a big coliseum, Paul. I know Bear was looking down yesterday with a smile on his face, baby. I know he was. We love you, Bear. And also, Paul, I'd say to the handsome one, man, get my number. Anytime you need to talk to me, you can talk to me, bro. We love you, and we're glad you're back on the show, man. Keep your head up. Stay out of that depression. Life can be hard sometimes, but you a Black Hat Mafia member, dude. Come on. He in the club, ain't he, Paul? He in the club, ain't he, brother? He in the club. Hey, Paul, I'd like to put somebody else in the Black Hat Mafia club. Okay. Could I do it?
Go right ahead.
Randy, I'd like to present to you your Black Hat, brother.
Thank you.
Randy is in the Black Hat Mafia. Anybody that Jim hates is officially in the Black Hat Mafia.
Hey, Legend, hold your thought right there for a second. I've got to take some of the audience down to Gainesville to pick up the big match between Georgia and Florida. Okay, we are now back to Legend. Legend, I had to do some trafficking there, as we say in the TV trade. Go right ahead.
You know, Paul, I have my own TV show and my own radio show thanks to you in this lifetime, brother. I know how it works, baby. I know how it works, baby. You got to pick it up. You got to jump right back on the horse because I'm the real Elvis, Paul. I'm the real Elvis, baby. Woo! One for the money, two for the show. Let's get ready and go. Yes, I want to give Randy a black hat. He's officially in the Black Hat Mafia. Because Jim is an idiot, and anybody that hates Jim and Jim don't like is officially a Black Hat Mafia member, Paul. you know, Paul, the good book says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And you know that he knows, Paul, and you know that he knows, Paul, that he is unstable as water. A double-minded man in all his ways. Talk about he was Elvis the other day. He ain't Elvis. He Barry Manilow. If he's anybody, he's Barry Manilow.
I mean,
he ain't no Elvis. Friggin' Manilow. That's who he is, Paul.
I write the songs and make the whole world sing.
I make the calls.
I mean, instead of singing Don't Be Cruel, he's singing Mandy.
Yeah, that's what he is, too. Mandy. That's his real name, Mandy, matter of fact. That's his real name. And then I heard Jay Cade, another Elvis impersonator, the other day talking about he's James Brown. Come on, dude. If you anybody, you Flavor Flav. Got that big clock around his neck, Paul. Got that big clock around his neck. That old thing, feel that big clock, Flavor Flav. Won't you look on that clock and tell us the next time Miami actually going to win 7 games in a season, loser? That's what you are. You know what, J.K.? You're the reason God created the middle finger, dude. Boing, there it is for you. Just for you and the Miami Hurricanes, brother. Hey, Paul, I got one thing to say about your comments about Kevin Steele, okay?
Okay.
Hell, hell, hell no. Hell no, we don't want no Kevin Steele. No. No, buddy,
What was the political thing they had the other year? Stop the steal.
Stop the steal.
Don't even come near the Tuscaloosa city limits. I will be waiting on you to send your ass back to wherever you at now. I ain't forgot about them 70 points you gave up one night. I ain't forgot about it, brother. We don't need you. Paul, wouldn't you agree with me that these hires are the most important hires of Nick Saban's career at this point?
I totally agree with you on that. And yeah, I think we had a guest on earlier who said, well, you know, if they don't work out, he can fire them. That's not exactly the window that Nick Saban is in right now.
Hell no. We don't have 3 years to waste. He'll be 74. The golden era started.
Yeah, you don't want to start over at 74.
No, we don't want to start over at 74. So no, Kevin Steele, your name's off the list. I'm taking it off the list for Nick.
Now legend, 74 right now is young to be president of the United States, but not at Alabama.
Hell no. You know, I was thinking about Jim the other day. He's definitely the Joe Biden of this show because, you know, he is 74. I don't know if he told me that one time. He's really 74. You know, when a man won't tell you his age, you know, he's old, Paul. You know, I used to lie to women, tell them I was like 10 years younger than I was. You know, I don't lie no more because that's bad business, you know. But, yeah, but they find out because they look at your driver's license. I thought you said you were 40. You 50. That's right. We know how old you are, dear. But no to Kevin Steele. I say this about Nick Saban. All y'all counting him out? Well, I got a hold of Larry last night. We're going to get Nick Saban some coaching Viagra. That's right. We're going to get him some coaching Viagra. That's what we're going to get Coach Saban, some coaching Viagra. He's going to still get it up, baby. He's going to be like Batman and Robin. Boom, bap, crack. Crack, boom, bam, snap, crackle, and pop, baby. When he gets on the field, JK, he's going to be pointing at you, baby. Woo! Some coaching Viagra, baby. That's what we're going to get, Coach Saban. It ain't over, baby. It ain't over. But these next two hires are important, and we're going to get them right because the golden era has begun with the running off of that Grizzly Adam idiot. It's begun. We're going to get these two right, and it ain't going to be no Kevin Steele, baby. Woo! The real Elvis has left the building.
And I'm all shook up. Woo! Todd is up next in Alabama. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Paul. If Miami sucks and you know it, clap your hands. I just thought I'd put that in there, but I wanted to call and tell you several years ago, Paul Bryant's neighbor is a man named Joe Lee, and he is a dermatologist down in Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Coach Bryant used to come to a place called Dollahide in Greene County and drink at Old Forester and play cards there. My buddy Ronnie Willingham is a member of this. Now, this you have to be pretty prestigious to be a member of this thing. There's a bunch of doctors and lawyers out of Birmingham, Tuscaloosa. They're members of it. And Coach Bryant used to go down there and play cards with him. But Joe Lee was a little boy, and Bryant was at Tuscaloosa, and he says Coach Bryant could come in and walk up the driveway and look over there and see him and say, "How you doing, Joe Lee? You being hey, boy?" And he said it would probably scare him to death. And also, Coach Bryant gave his son a scholarship to play football for Alabama. And I met Joe Lee down there at Dollahide. But now he might be passed on by now. But also I wanted to tell you this. My wife, and when we were little kids, our schools would carry us to Tuscaloosa to watch Alabama practice. We would go from Demopolis in yellow school buses, but my wife and them came from Toxie, Alabama. And she was up there, and they was having exhibition games with the Yankees, the Alabama baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
And Coach Bryant was there. Yogi Berra, Joe Torre, Bucky Dent. And I've got all their autographs in here in my gun safe. So Monday, I'm going to get them out to where I can call them out to you. But you can. My mama told my wife she was lying that she didn't have that. And I had to get them out to prove to her that she had all them autographs.
Hey, Todd, speaking of the Yankees, I remember the first year I covered Alabama, they played up in New Jersey against Rutgers at the Meadowlands. And I was staying at the hotel. And when Coach Bryant arrived at the hotel, we were in like Haysbrook Heights, New Jersey, right across the Hudson from Manhattan. George Steinbrenner was there to greet him.
Oh, my. I mean
they were big buddies.
To us now, I mean, there's nothing other than Jesus. There's nothing bigger than Coach Bryant. But I'll tell you this. This is what Paul, we've been lucky enough to be around gentlemen just like Paul Bryant, just like Dr. Fred from Louisiana. We've had these people in our lives. But, Paul, here's the thing. These people demand respect, but they give you so much respect that it makes you feel like you're bigger than you are. Them yeah. people have that way to bring that to you. And this was something else I want to say. Paul Feinbaum, to me, you are a dying breed of who you are and the real person you are to me. You tell it only is the truth. You don't try to make a story how you want it. You tell the truth, and that's what I love about Paul Feinbaum.
Well, Todd, thank you for saying that.
All right, brother. Well, Paul, thank you for taking my call, and I'll call you Monday because I want to get all these names, and
okay,
I want
you
to know.
It.
All right, brother. Take care. Have a good weekend.
When somebody, Randy, says that you are a dying breed, they're really trying to say you're almost dead. I mean, they're like going, you don't, at the beginning of your career, they don't say you're a dying breed.
No.
That's a signal that it's over.
Yeah.
We'll take a short break and come back right here.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back. So we continue here on a Friday evening. Let's check in with Bob in Buffalo. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well. Thanks a lot.
Hey, still the show's on top of the world, better than ever.
Thank you.
Wanted to check in and see what's happening with the Skywriters group. Is there any updates on that? With anything coming to fruition? Or
yeah, you know, I think I mentioned a friend of mine was working he was trying to do a documentary, and I don't think it's gotten off the ground yet. But for those who don't know what we're talking about, the Skywriters were really the precursor to what is now SEC Media Days. It was a group of broadcasters and writers back in the I don't even know when it started. I know it ended in the early 80s, right about the time my career was beginning, and they would go to every SEC town, either one or two a day, and they literally spent the entire day there. They'd go to the coach's house for dinner. They would schmooze. They would go to practice, and then they would either write or broadcast about it. I mean, it was it's talk about old school. I mean, you really got to know her. I mean, back then, everyone knew everyone else. Now, I mean, you hear how many times have we heard a reporter who's covered Alabama for 6 years say he's really never even met Nick Saban. I mean, that's how different things are.
But I just find that fascinating. And
I'll check with my friend. Although I don't believe much progress has been made because we're in contact a lot, and I know he's interviewed almost every living skywriter, and there aren't that many left. I mean, there are some, but hopefully he will put that together. I think it would be a fascinating piece. I wish somebody here would do it since we do that kind of thing. But
yeah, that'd be great. And as far as Coach Bryant, you know, I love the Aggies, and Gary Blair. Those are two gentlemen, and you don't make people like that anymore. And it just 40 years ago yesterday he passed away, and thinking about the man and what he's done, and great people are great people. So
thank you for
love the show, Paul.
And I really miss Gary. I used to always enjoy seeing him. And I've thought a lot about what happened here yesterday, and I know this is not so much explanation as it is just commentary that people like Coach Bryant are bigger than life. And I think, yeah, we remember the moment because he had such an impact on people for a lot of reasons. And I thought Keith Donovan made the best point maybe all day in terms of he said he was an antidote to Alabama's inferiority complex. But what coaches also do, you know, when we think about the great memories of our youth or when we were in school or whenever, he made so many memories and they were so great too. I don't mean this the wrong way, but not too many people are going to remember the Brian Harsin years at Auburn. I mean, there weren't any good memories. And you know, why do Patriots fans remember Belichick and Brady because they won six Super Bowls. Bryant won six national championships. So many big games. And you know, when you think about your own memories of your, you know, the most impressionable time in your life when you were younger, that's why. And when he died, a lot of people's youth was gone. And it's the same way with rock stars or movie stars or entertainers. They just play a big role in your life. And I think because he had such a long career, 25 years at one school, think about that now. Saban's been at Alabama for 16 years, and it's unprecedented. After that, I think it's Mark Stoops who has the second longest tenure. And you just don't have those type of legacies any longer because things are so different. Let's check out Ken, who is up next. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, could we do one thing, Paul? Could we look around and take up donations and get Jim on the Howard Stern show?
Can you imagine, I like certain people, and there's a lot about Howard Stern I don't like, but I do like the way he gets right to the point with an interviewer. Can you imagine the interview between Howard Stern and Jim from Tuscaloosa? First question, Jim, you once said on the Feinbaum show that you weren't better, but you were as good a hitter in baseball as Ted Williams. Let's talk about some of your career highlights.
Yeah, well, mine wouldn't be near as good as Jim's, let me tell you that.
Mine weren't either.
Paul,
I was happy to get a
Paul,
hit.
Paul, can I tell you something else? You know, we're talking about Jim, but I want to ask you something. You know, the NIL's been around how long now? 2 years?
A year and a half.
Okay, Paul, let me ask you this. How much trouble have we had with football players and that kind of thing, sports in general, since NIL came around?
I think very little.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that as time goes along, Paul, we're going to see a lot more trouble with that. And the reason I'm going to say that, I'm afraid of putting so much money in these kids' pockets that it's going to make them not want to listen to the coaches and not want to make
well,
them
Well, now, I do agree with you there. And there was one school in the SEC, and you can draw your own conclusions on which one you think it is, that I think had the most NIL locker room problems this year. And it could have easily been predicted. Now, so far, it has gone fairly well. We haven't heard a lot of stories. But I do agree with you because the first year it was basically small amounts of money and yes. Everyone was happy yes. to have it. But as it gets more selective, I think you're right. It's going to get bad.
Well, I think that's going to be a point we have to look at as time goes on. And the other thing I wanted to say, Paul, before I get off here is J.K. has made it a point to put down Alabama and all this. But, you know, I can't remember. The only thing I remember about Miami is, man, we beat them so bad that even one of our players took the ball away from a player running down to the end zone.
Yeah, George Teague and Lamar Thomas.
That's correct.
One of the greatest non-plays in football history.
That's correct. So, you know, J.K., good luck, buddy. I hope y'all come around, but I don't see it in the forecast. And Roll Tide. Have a good day, Paul.
Thank you very much, Ken. Yeah, poor. I feel sorry for J.K. You can't spend your whole life hating someone. You got to pull for something. Let's check in with AJ, who is up next. I mean, this guy's become a star on the show, AJ.
I would play a soundbite, but I don't want to tip everybody off. But I know my little song is, if you're Jim from Tuscaloosa and you're a loser and you know it, clap your hands. I'll start off with it. Hey, can we do a B&W for the week of calls this week?
I never heard that. Best and worst of the week. That's our new Friday feature. Yes. What do you got?
Let's every Friday. Let's do it. Last hour B&W covers all the way back through Monday. The best of the week is AJ from Pale City calling, Paul. And the worst for the week is, as usual, Jim from Tuscaloosa. And J.K., did J.K. really say something a while ago about they had it together a little while back? They hadn't had it together since Jay Barker beat them down there. What was it, in the Sugar Bowl?
Well, that was 1992. Now, they did miraculously win a national championship. When did Miami win one? 2001, two, somewhere in there. Three. But I mean, they got it back together again, and then they let it all slip away.
Yeah, and it's I think
and,
it's
and
gone.
You're
out
right. It has not come back since.
Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you. I didn't get in yesterday. I sat on hold, and it's all good. You got to be relentless to get into the Paul Feinbaum show. It's a popular show. We all love it. Sometimes you got to wait a while, and I got ran out of time. But I wanted to ask you a question about Bear Bryant.
Okay.
You know, Coach Dye was his linebackers coach from, what, 65 to 73?
Correct.
And then he went on over there to he went on to East Carolina and
Wyoming and Auburn.
Wyoming, yeah, Wyoming. And then went to Auburn. But the first year – the first year that Dye was there, they asked him when he signed with them. I don't know exactly who it was. You may remember, but he was asked, "How long is it going to take you to beat Alabama?"
Yeah, he said that. He said that the first day he was there when he spoke to the team, I think.
Yeah, he said about 60 minutes. Well, the first year was abysmal. You know, the 5-6 under 500 year, and then Bear capitalized on the Iron Bowl with a big 315 victory. And but the next year after the Iron Bowl, I seen a report on Dye, and he did two things. He called Crow back from Wyoming, his old offensive coordinator.
He sure did.
And then he reached out to a guy, a freakazoid of an athlete called Vincent Edward Jackson over at McAdory. And that was one recruit that Bear, he missed. He missed him. And, you know, Bear didn't like to lose recruits.
Well, there's not only a book in that. There has been several books in that recruitment. And
right.
I covered that recruitment, so I do remember a lot about it. And what happened was Bo Jackson grew up literally in Tuscaloosa's shadow in McAdory, Alabama, right outside of
Bessemer. Yeah, he said he wanted to go there.
Yeah, and Ken Donahue, who was Bryant's defensive coordinator, did not like playing young players. And he told Jackson and his mom, he said, you might be able to start by the time you're a junior.
Yeah, and, at linebacker, likely.
Yeah, and maybe on the defensive side of the ball. And that was it. Bo said, I'm done with you guys. I don't care how badly I wanted to play at Alabama. And Pat Dye, and the funny thing was, and Jack Crow, I saw Jack Crow a couple of months ago. I was with him one night. And, I mean, Bo wasn't the number one running back Auburn got that year.
No, not at all.
And when he got he was way down on the depth chart. I mean, Auburn had running backs, but we found out very quickly that Bo was not a normal running back.
So, think that you might want to make him your feature back.
Yeah, no, it took about 5 minutes to realize that Bo should be the – I remember I covered Bo's first game, and I can't remember whether he started or not, but he got in there pretty quickly, and the next thing you know, it was Bo mania.
History.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, the over-the-top, you know, Crow and old Bud Casey, the running backs coach, they were looking at film – on the 82, the Wednesday of the Iron Bowl of 82, which was, you know, Bear's last Iron Bowl, and they came to the conclusion after film studies that they couldn't block Alabama. And so they sat there and came up with a play and pitched it at Coach Dye. And they took Campbell, the quarterback, and then they took Bo over there to the side during practice for a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And put a high jump bar over there and let him jump over it and work on getting over it. And I mean, it's just, that was one of the, I think that's the most extraordinary football game and season of all time, which, you know, it was the end of an era of Coach Bear. And, you know, everybody loved Bear. It didn't matter if he was Auburn or Alabama, and I'm an Auburn fan, but. It was just, I always wondered if he ever said anything after that Iron Bowl, because he got beat by Coach Dye, and he got beat by Bo Jackson. And
to that point, I interviewed him a couple of times after that, and I don't remember. That game just, he was already in the process of thinking about retirement. I think he had already made up his mind. I mean, it came out. A lot of things came back to me yesterday, but it came out later that he was extremely sick. You may have heard somebody mention that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
His doctor did an interview that week of his death and said that he had had a stroke. He had had heart failure. He was much closer to the end than he ever let on. He was just trying to hang on as long as he could and keep the news from people as much as he could. Hey, thanks for the call, AJ. We're up against a break. We actually almost missed a break talking about that, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And back here on a Friday night, Steve is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Steve.
Good evening, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
Good. Hey, a couple things. Number one, thanks for telling Bama hater Roll Tide. That was pretty cool.
Thank you.
I tried to get in yesterday during the people calling in with Bear Bryant stories. When back in the early 70s, when I was just a kid, probably 7 or 8 years old, we were at a restaurant on 20th Street, Southside Birmingham. I think it was Michael's Steakhouse.
Oh, my goodness. You sure. That was a famous sports place, yeah.
Yep. And Joe Namath and Bear Bryant were sitting at a table.
Oh,
and when they got up, they walked by our table, and my uncle said something to Coach Bryant, and Coach Bryant pulled a chair up and sat there and talked to us for a half an hour.
Are you kidding?
No, it was amazing. And I'm just sitting there in awe.
That first of all, Michael's was the first restaurant I went to in Birmingham. The sign outside said Michael's, where sportsmen meet to eat. And
yep.
You had famous people up. And it was literally depending on, how much privacy you wanted, they could put you in the back and nobody would see you, or Coach Bryant, like you said. So tell it. I'm just going to shut up here. You tell us what happened when Coach Bryant sat down with you.
So he sat down, and we're at, you remember there was tables at the windows.
Yes.
We're sitting at a table at the window. And when he pulls up and sits at the end of the table talking to us, and they're talking about, of course, football.
Did he know your uncle?
He did.
Okay.
He did. It was my Uncle Red. But anyway, they got into this real deep conversation. But then as Coach Bryant is leaving, I look out the window, and there's more people on the sidewalk looking in the window at Coach Bryant.
That
than there
funny.
Were sitting in that dining room.
That is hilarious. Steve, you bring back some great, great memories. There was Michael's, and then there was Rossi's. Remember that restaurant?
Yep, and Baby
Doe. That
was
owned by Connie Kanakis.
Yep,
who was Michael's, I remember George was always the manager there. And
yep.
I'll tell you a funny story. John Ed Willoughby, I'm sure you remember him. He once told a joke. Alabama lost to somebody on a Saturday afternoon, and when Alabama lost, business was terrible at those restaurants. I mean, people just said, "I'm not going out."
Yeah.
And everybody hated Ray Perkins. He was the guy that took Bryant's place.
Yeah.
And I think John Ed. I don't know if John Ed did it. I think he went to the loudspeaker at Rossi's. About 7:30, and he said, "Attention, Ray Perkins," and everybody like, "Table for one is available," and the entire restaurant just cracked up. But
yep. I used to run into to Willoughby up at Baby Doe's. You remember that place?
But Baby Doe's was up on the mountain. I sure do remember that place. Man, you're
Baby
taking
Doe's,
me. You're taking me back.
Mine.
Exactly.
Baby that Doe's was, matchless mind. Yep.
back when I mean, my early days of Birmingham, we used to go up there late at night. That place was open pretty late.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, I used to call into your show in Birmingham and talk to Gary Danielson. I think it was on Tuesdays.
It's amazing. Gary used to – you're bringing back a lot of memories here, Steve. Gary used to take calls. Gary and I were really close. He would come on, and one day – I think it was Jim that called up, And, I mean, Jim was so tough on Gary. Gary said, no mas, I'm never taking another call again.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
Wow.
All right, Paul. Well, I appreciate
Steve,
it.
Steve, I can't tell
enjoy,
you. Hey, man,
enjoy
you
your show.
I do not understand why I remember all this stuff so well. It's.
Yeah, I saw you out and about over the years, but haven't seen you in a long time.
No,
I'm still in Birmingham.
I tell you what, I miss Birmingham, Steve. Thanks for calling. That's really funny. Those are great memories. Can you imagine walking out as Paul Bryant in a restaurant in Birmingham, Alabama, sitting down and just the one stories we really haven't told, and I've heard them from friends of Coach Bryant, were when he would go to either New York or Vegas. I mean, he knew everyone. I'm talking about there's a great story about he went into a restaurant. I think it was in L.A. or Vegas, one of the two, and Sinatra was in the restaurant. And the maitre d' came over and said, Coach, Mr. Sinatra is in the back room, and he'd like you to come back and see him. And Bryant was pretty deep into the bourbon. He said, if Sinatra wants to see me, tell him I'm right here. And amazingly, Sinatra came out to see him. Coach Bryant was not taking anything off Frank Sinatra. We better go to a break here before we run into overtime. Quick break, back with the final minutes of the program.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.